is Coxie. And from this Monday, the breakfast show gets bigger. We're going till 10. 7 till 10, 30 minutes longer and a line for me. Nice one. This will be breakfast.
From this Monday, things are about to change.
True. I'm Australian singing sensation Peter Andre. And from Monday the 19th of February, I'll be listening to the brand new, bigger, brighter Sarah Kicks. Hot Cocks.
Hi, my name's Ben Hur, and this Monday from 7, I'm going to be listening to the super sexy and longer extended breakfast show with Sarah Cox.
From this Monday, things are about to change on Radio 1.
It's Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and now live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, top rapper Nelly will be telling us about his new collaboration with Big Emmerdale star Lisa Riley in our new feature, Nelly and the Elephant.
Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome a man with a very small trunk. It's Chris Moyles.
Mark and Lard, let's start with Angelic.
Well, I guess it's human nature.
And that's 50 quid from Jules, then.
With the good year swing on the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever, 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 ever, forever, ever.
Yes, forever, just go on with it.
Forever never seems that long until you're grown and notice that the day-by-day ruler...
It's 5 days to go until the Chris Moyle Show starts at 3 o'clock.
Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1,
Radio 1.
I wish that I could fly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Chris Moyle's Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy, and Will. Radio 1's very own Delta Force.
Chris Moyle's on Radio 1.
Hollywood is going mad, completely barking, raving mad.
Why?
Well, they're going to make another film version of a great 80s TV show. Have you heard about this?
No.
What was, when you were a kid, one of your favourite TV shows?
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, I'm sure that day will come, Dave. But we're talking more action than Dukes of Hazzard.
The Fall Guy?
More exciting than The Fall Guy.
Knight Rider.
Even better and more explosive.
Am
than
I on the right line for the American
absolutely,
theme?
Absolutely.
Oh, the A-Team.
Is the right answer!
Yes.
Did you just tell him, Lizzie?
No.
I worked that out.
What did you write down?
Magnum P.I.
I'm sure that day will come as well.
I like that too.
So, who's going to play John Hannibal Smith?
George Clooney.
Mel Gibson.
Really?
Yeah. Not good, is it? Who will play Face?
Bradley Walsh.
Very, very close. Brendan Fraser, that idiot who was in The Mummy and who's been in, it was in Bedazzled.
Mm.
B.A. Baracus, right?
Frank Bruno.
No.
Will Smith.
What?
Will Smith.
No.
Gary Coleman from Different Strokes.
Tay Diggs.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you know Tay.
Diggs.
And some guy from Meet the Parents will play Howlin' Mad Murdoch. That's rubbish.
Sounds great, doesn't it?
Rubbish. You can't have, you know, somebody playing Howlin' Mad Murdoch who isn't Howlin' Mad Murdoch. Granted, you need someone to play Hannibal. Because he's dead.
George Peppard.
Yeah, he's dead.
The others are around, though, aren't they?
I believe so.
Mr. T's around. Dirk Benedict, or whatever, that played Face.
I think you're right. Who played B.A. Baracus?
Mr. T.
Mr. T?
Yeah.
I go no damn aeroplane.
And I can't remember what the guy who played Howling Murdoch was called.
Someone will tell us.
It's not that important, really.
But... Not really, no. But what other TV shows, right, that you used to watch when you were a kid would make great films?
Chips.
Now, Chips!
How good would that be? But with the original Eric Estrada as Ponch.
Yeah.
And
the other one.
The other fella as John.
the other fella.
It wasn't Schneider, was it? That was the fella at the Jigs of Hazzard.
No. Knight Rider could be a good film. Airwolf.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, English shows as well. The film version of Ormond Cheap surely is just crying out to be made. Or Pigeon Street.
Mm.
Any of those. Bod.
Bob. Moon.
What? Yeah, Button Moon.
Button Moon, yeah.
The movie. Let's
pretend. There's loads. And, of course, my favourite, Sport Billy.
Mm.
Which only me and a few other listeners actually remember. But it was classic television. But how about the ultimate? It'll win all the Oscars. An actual film version, Jamie and the Magic Torch. What do you think, Will? Lizzie?
She's too young.
No, I remember Jamie and his magic. I can sing it. I remember it.
The Stereophonics can redo it.
Off you go, then.
Jamie and his magic torch.
Yeah, completely wrong, different key. Like that. But I like the idea. So, 0870 100 100, what TV shows did you used to watch when you were a kid that you would like to see made into big Hollywood blockbusters? Yes, Dave?
I have some information.
Oh, OK.
The guy who played Murdoch was Dwight Schultz, of course.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't remember that, I'm sorry.
There you go, every day's a school day.
I'm not that much of a loser. 0870 100 100, what film would you like to see remade into a top Hollywood blockbuster?
It was just an ordinary school in London, but things were about to change. Green Chill, rated PG.
I thought they only released novelty records at Christmas time.
I love it.
I respect it.
I respect the music.
I don't love it, but I respect it. That's the rule, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, I have to love it, but as long as I respect it, true?
That's good, man.
Linus.
As in ocean liner.
Is it?
Mm.
And player no mo.
Should we play no more?
Okay, so what, your favourite TV shows that you want to make into a Hollywood blockbuster movie? Rent-A-Ghost.
Great idea.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Meeker, Timothy Claypool, all that.
Mrs. Popoff.
Yeah. Miss Popoff.
Excuse
not
me.
Not Mrs. Get it right. Sea View. Was it Sea View that used to... It was like the B&B in Blackpool. It's a brother and sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going back a bit now.
Yeah, a bit old.
I'm really going back.
Way back. Back into time.
Journey Through Sight and Sound.
What?
What TV show was that?
That was the next line to what you were just saying.
Oh, sorry.
It?
Johnny Briggs.
For Coronation Street.
No!
That's Johnny Briggs, isn't it?
Yes, but it's not the same. Wasn't a kids' TV show based around the bloke who played Mike Baldwin? Although maybe that would work as a TV show.
There's an idea there, right there.
Hi, kids. Mike Baldwin here, and this is my factory. I don't know about that. Just trying to think of Rhubarb and Custard. Will-O-The-Wisp.
See, I'm a bit lost here, as you know, because my knowledge of what you're talking about is minimal.
Willy Fogg?
No, thanks.
Don't.
Portland Bill.
Yeah. Portland Bill's in Dorset.
Yes, I'd recommend it to anybody. Rosie and Jim? Yeah. Cockleshell Bay.
Rod, Jane and Freddy, does that count, or is that something completely different?
Well, that's kind of, yeah.
Same genre?
Crankies and Crankies Television? No.
No.
Sooty and Sweet?
No.
No. Gideon?
Gideon?
I know, I just thought... Gideon
was that the egg, wasn't it?
No, that was Ludwig.
Okay. Gideon was a... What? A
Watu,
duck?
Watu?
I remember that, actually.
Yeah. You see?
And the one that you never remember, the new Shmoo. Which I used to like, because he could bend himself into different shapes.
Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't just a dream he had?
Radio 1.
Hello, this is Coxie. From this Monday, The Breakfast Show gets bigger. We're going till 10. Then from 10 to 1, we've got 3 hours of the best music, top guests and live sets in the live lounge. A whole 60 minutes more with me.
Radio 1.
All right.
From 1 till 3, it's the Mark Radcliffe Show.
Not in actual fact any more time at all. A new time, though.
A show with award-winning sound effects like... a sprinkling of... and, of course... all at the new time of 1 till 3.
I am Moyles, hear me roar. I'm getting bigger.
Right.
And bigger Moyles, a larger Comedy Dave, which basically means they've given us an extra hour.
Nice one.
The bigger Moyles, 3 till 6 weekdays on Radio 1.
From this Monday, things are about to change on Radio 1.
Jennifer Lopez at Radio 1. Line 1, hello.
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 Hello, it's Mark.
Hello. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Chesterfield.
All right, talk to me then.
I'd like Banana Man as a film.
Yeah. Do you remember where Banana Man used to live?
Casey Road.
Yeah.
Hey.
Do you remember what his real name was?
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric Banana.
No, it was just Eric, wasn't it?
Just Eric.
Yeah.
Was it 65 at Casey Road or something like that?
I don't know. Where did, Mr. Ben live?
Festive Road.
Festive Road, that's right, yeah. So, yeah, you're right, but if you're talking about Super Ted, you've also, sorry, if you're talking about Banana Man, you've got to talk about Super Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And Spotty.
Spotty, yeah, and was it Texas Pete?
Texas Pete, Bones and Bulk.
Well, there's no need for that kind of language, mate, I'm going to have to cut you off. Good idea, nice one, bye.
Bye.
Line 2, hello.
Hi, Chris, this is Dave Wimble. How are you doing, all right?
Yeah, full of the joys of spring, as you
good,
are.
Good, good, good. Yeah.
Hello, Chris. How are you? So, go on then, TV show, tell me.
Thunderbirds. Gotta be Thunderbirds. Best TV programme ever.
A movie of Thunderbirds. What, with actors or with puppets?
Oh, with actors.
With real people?
Yep.
I think they should do Battlestar Galactica instead.
Battle of the Planets.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, do you remember that, mate?
Yeah, Thunderbirds was the original.
Tra-ra.
Shut up. Back to line one, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
The films.
Yeah?
Banana Man.
Sorry, are you deaf?
You should make Banana Man into a film.
Haven't we just had this conversation?
Yeah.
The guy just rings up and says something else?
No.
Anything else?
Battlestar Galactica, then.
Battlestar Galactica, yeah? Why did we think of that, Dave? I mean, Jesus, what are we thinking of?
This guy's a genius.
Yeah, hey, how about, what's your name again, caller?
Rob.
How about Charlie's Angels? Do you think that would work as a Hollywood blockbuster? Get off, you dull moron. Right, we'll leave it there. Can't bother turning anymore. Hey, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, here are the Beach Boys. So talking about TV shows that you used to watch when you were a kid that could be made into films. But we're missing one. We're missing one obvious one. Hang on, take this. Line one, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, man.
He-Man and She-Ra is my film.
There you go, He-Man and She-Ra. I knew there was one more. He-Man and the She-Ra. Masters of the Universe.
Excellent.
Castle Grayskull. The day I held aloft my magic sword and said, by the power of Grayskull, I have the power! Remember that?
Dave could be man at arms.
Yeah, man in the king's arms, more likely. Radio 1. Right, Mario Van Peebles and DJ ABBA, or whatever it's called, and Grant Mitchell coming up with more top tunes. After Carolyn and Juliet with News and Sport, it's 4:30.
A doctor has been suspended after a girl died from a medical mix-up.
In sport, will United make it 3 out of 3?
Radio 1 News.
A hospital in East London has launched an investigation after a 3-year-old girl died when she was given the wrong treatment. It's thought Nadia Hussein was fed nitrous oxide or laughing gas when she should have had oxygen. An inquest is being held today. Charles Gutteridge is from the hospital Newham General.
We were concerned about some of the events around that day and so have set up an internal inquiry. The panel consists of staff within the hospital and an independent external expert.
260 people are now believed to have been killed by the latest earthquake in El Salvador. It's the second powerful tremor there within a month. Sawyer Venijo is from the charity UNICEF.
It's frankly the worst possible news at the moment. We were working on the reconstruction efforts. People were very afraid, very traumatized, so this is really, really bad news.
4,000 chorus staff could be offered work with an electronics firm when they're laid off. EXI Telecoms has done a deal with the steel union, the AEEU, to take on many of the 6,000 workers who are being made redundant in South Wales. But another union, the ISTC, has called it a publicity stunt. Police in London are being given free tickets to go to work. It's part of a scheme to attract more officers. Scotland Yard's Deputy Assistant Commissioner Peter Clark says it can be hard to keep them.
The real world is that we have a greater shortfall of staff in London than other forces, and in fact last year we lost over 250 fully trained, fully experienced officers who are now working in other forces across the country.
Football's world and European governing bodies have struck a deal over transfers. FIFA and UEFA have decided a player can only move once a season and contracts should run between 1 and 5 years. A retired builder has bagged the very last Robin Reliant. The final three-wheeled car, made famous by Del Boy, rolled off the production line at Burntwood in Staffordshire.
United will be hoping to follow in the footsteps of Leeds and Arsenal on their return to the Champions League tonight. They're in Spain against Valencia, and it's a first European appearance this season for Jaap Stam.
Because of my injury, I haven't played in the previous game, so I'm quite well. It's great for me that I'm fit again, and I'm going to be playing in those games as well. Yeah.
Commentary tonight on Sport on 5, 909 and 693 medium wave. Andy Booth will go back to Sheffield Wednesday from Spurs after he's completed his loan spell at White Hart Lane. Just like Hull last week, Airdrie have found themselves locked out of the ground. The future of the Scottish First Division side's in doubt after liquidators pulled the plug on Steve Archibald because they don't believe he has the cash to fund a £2 million rescue deal. And England have rested Darren Goff for the final match before the first cricket test against Sri Lanka. The four-day tour match against a President's 11 gets underway tomorrow. I'm Juliet Ferrington.
The weather: drizzle in Scotland and Northern Ireland tonight, fine and clear in England and Wales. Tomorrow, rain on the hills, but dry and sunny everywhere else. We'll update the news and the sport at 5.
Hey, Carolyn.
How are you?
I'm great. Hey, Juliet.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, baby.
Tickety-boo.
Yeah?
Tickety-boo.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
All right.
And how are you doing?
Hey, I'm just doing fine.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you too, cheeky.
Hey, thank you. Sweet cheeks.
Did you get many cards?
No.
No? It's because you're a dog? Only joking.
Right, that's it.
No, I'm joking. It was a joke.
I'm here to satisfy your sport needs, and you just call me a dog.
No, I'm sorry. Are you going out tonight? You're being taken out by your loved one?
Sadly, I'm here to look after you and Five Live until midnight.
And so, then your boyfriend's going to take you out, right?
No, I'll just go to bed.
For a night of wild passion?
For a night, yeah, of doodling or something like that. Who knows?
Well, whatever. Don't know what the kids call it these days, do you, Dave?
It's been dominating afternoon radio for a couple of years now. A monster that's grown so much, it needs a bigger cage. That's why here at Radio 1, we're going to give it that bigger cage. And we're going to give you, the listeners, nearly 30% more. Chris Moyles, this Monday starts from 3, not 4. Only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
If you're in the show already because you haven't organised anything for tonight...
Like me?
Yeah. For your girlfriend for Valentine's Day, then you need to phone for...
Who's in the doghouse?
Special Valentine's version. So if you haven't organised anything tonight, you find it difficult to get a table for dinner for your girlfriend, phone for...
Who's in the doghouse?
Valentine's doghouse, and we'll try to sort something out for you, right? Can't say further than that, can you? Done really well since leaving EastEnders as Grant Mitchell.
Mm.
Everyone a winner. And before that, Mario Pugh. Sounds like poo. Did it Mario Pugh? So if you haven't organised anything for tonight, for your loved one...
Can't believe you'd leave it so late.
Dave, why don't you tell everybody what you've got organised tonight for your girlfriend? She's at work, she's not listening.
I think she is, actually.
Oh, really?
It's a surprise, let's just say that.
Can I say what you've organised?
No.
Ready?
It's a surprise.
This is what Dave's organised. Good, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. The best thing is that we can share in this surprise.
What do you mean?
It's a surprise for both of us.
Yeah, it's a surprise for you, isn't it? Does she like Wimpy?
I don't know. I believe in spontaneity, you know, sort of act sort of at the last minute and get it all sorted.
Curry then, love. Something like that.
But he tried that. I got rejected.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've organised a little something for our lass, right? And we're going to go and do that early. And then we're getting a McDonald's.
But she knows about this,
yeah, she does.
She
told her, yeah. But she's still expecting flowers. I'm thinking, cheap, tight count. Get stuffed. I don't get any flowers. Do you know what I mean? Plus, why is the emphasis on the boy to sort everything out?
You know, this is like the new millennium. I think it's sexist, Valentine's Day, personally.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Who says that the girl has to sit on her arse and wait for the bloke to do everything? Who says that? That's not the case. It's Valentine's Day. It's meant to be, you know, lubby-dubby and all that.
Mm.
We were talking to somebody last night who shall remain nameless. His girlfriend is working, which means he gets to sit in the pub and watch the Man U game on Valentine's Day night. But he gets away with it. And she's like, oh, I'm really sorry, I'm working.
Oh, don't worry, love.
So if you haven't organised anything and you really are up the creek without a paddle, 08700 100 100, call now. I'm going to do a very special version of
Who's in the Doghouse?
I like
it gets no better.
No, I like the way he sings it. And he goes, but he breathes into the mic afterwards. So he goes, who's in the doghouse?
You're supposed to close it at that point.
Well, no. Well, all right, do it again then.
Okay.
A version of
Who's in the Doghouse? Shut up.
It's your favourite band, Dave?
Yep.
After the Cult.
They're a bit dated now, I think, the Cult. Kids don't know who they are.
I know. Introduce her then.
Stereophonics, Mr. Writer. Stereophonics. Make some more noise, will you? Stereophonics and Mr. Writer on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
So, Will, we just heard you say it live on the air.
Yeah,
is it
sorry.
1 and 2?
Yes, 1 and 2, yeah.
All right, then.
Who's in the doghouse?
It's time for Valentine's version of
Who's in the Doghouse?
Which we normally do on a Saturday morning, but today we're going to do it because it's Valentine's Day tonight, and most blokes in the UK will have forgotten. Line one, hello.
Chris?
Yes, mate.
All right, it's Richard from North Wales, mate. I'm in a doghouse. I need your help.
All right, Richard.
I forgot Valentine's totally. I've texted her today to say sorry.
That beats a bunch of flowers any day, an old text message.
I'm skinned, mate. I've saved up for a lifetime of holiday of a lifetime, and I'm off on holiday with 3 mates on next week.
Good.
Nice.
So you'd rather go on holiday with your mates than buy your girlfriend something nice?
Well, you've got to think of your priorities first, though, haven't you?
Well, I suppose so. So your girlfriend knows that you haven't organised anything?
Yep.
And you've got no money to buy her anything?
Yep.
And how pleased about that is she?
She didn't text me back.
Right. So, have you actually spoken to her today?
Not yet, no, she's still at work.
Right. Are you going to see her tonight?
Probably, but watch the football as well.
Right. So hang on, the game starts when? Is that 7:30 or 8?
7:30.
Right, okay.
Thanks.
And do you think she'll sit with you and enjoy the game together in a loving couple way?
Probably not, no.
No, she'll be upstairs packing.
Oh, there's another TV upstairs.
Oh, well, there you go. She's all right then, mate.
Exactly,
you got nothing to worry about, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, all right.
All right, well, listen, good luck, mate, and don't worry about it, because you'll probably cop off on holiday.
All right, mate, cheers.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Line two, hello.
Hi, Chris, how you doing, mate?
All right, mate, what's your problem?
Well, you've helped me out before, mate. I'm hoping you can help me out again.
All right, then.
My missus and I, we had this beautiful evening planned. Nice theatre trip and everything.
Lovely, sounds good.
Yeah, 12
night. Where are we going to go see?
Playhouse, 12th night.
12th night, very nice.
Like Shakespeare.
Yeah, Shakespeare, very romantic. Well, I'm a drama student, you see, mate.
Oh, okay, very good.
And I was going to cook this lovely meal. I should be doing that right now.
Mm.
Preparing this five-course meal with candlelight and all the rest. But I'm stuck in auditions for our final year shows. I'm a third-year drama student, and we've got our final year shows coming up, and we have to audition for them today of all days. And they're going on till about 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, so I might not even make the theatre at this rate.
What time's the theatre start?
Half-7 show.
Half-7 show?
Yeah.
And so the theatre is how far away from where you are?
It'll only take about a quarter of an hour to get there, but I've got to get changed. I'm still in my day clothes. I've got to put a suit on, have a shower and all the rest of it. And I'm screwed, mate, basically.
audition.
Are there any good-looking girls at the audition?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Why don't you ring your lass, right? Tell her you'll meet her at the theatre, but if you get a better option, right, don't bother. Just go off with this new bird to the pub.
Well, I could take up one of the new Hollyoaks girls or something like that.
Right, they're there as well?
There'll be one there, yeah.
Oh, there you go, then.
You don't recognise me, do you, Chris?
No.
Remember that bloke you helped get in the Hollyoaks audition?
Why didn't he leave us alone?
Is this guy in the queue? He was talking to Andy Peters and all that.
Yeah. What's his name?
Graham, was it?
Jeff.
That was it.
Yeah.
You said if you could ever help me out with something, then to give you a call.
We didn't mean it. This is we're lying. What is your problem, dude?
Oh, but you helped me out on this one.
So you're still trying to be an actor?
I'm still trying to be an actor, yeah.
Since we helped out the Hollyoaks audition, a year ago?
Yeah.
And you still can't get any work?
No. It's not easy, mate. Have you tried breaking into this business? It's not easy.
I'm an international megastar radio disc jockey. What the hell do I want to try and break into acting for? But your biggest job you've got, if I'm right, was in Brookside opening a car door for somebody.
No, I've been on a film since then, mate.
What film?
51st Date, Samuel L. Jackson and Robert Carlyle.
But what were you doing in it?
I was a barman.
And what was your line?
I have one line. It was, do you want anything else with that?
Oh, no, dude, deliver it properly, all right?
All right, sorry, mate. Do you want anything else with that, mate?
That's genius.
Oh, isn't that? It's amazing you haven't been snapped up by Hollywood yet.
Jeff, at the end of the day anyway, right, this feature's supposed to help blokes, not arty-farty drama punsters anyway. Right, so you don't really qualify. I'm stuck in the drama.
Being an arty-farty drama punter, I got the best-looking women.
I think we should just cut him off.
Yeah, is he not?
Oh, don't cut me off.
Drop.
Bye, loser.
The weekend soundtrack just got bigger on Radio 1.
Saturday night on Radio 1. Welcome to a brand new show with me, Seb Fontaine. We're here each and every Saturday night as part of a new weekend lineup.
The weekend soundtrack has a new groove. Friday night, 6 till 9, Pete Tong's Essential Selection. 9 till 11, The Love Groove Dance Party with Danny Rampling. Saturday night, 5 till 7, Judge Jules. 7 till 9, Seb Fontaine. Tong, Rampling, Jules Fontaine.
Radio 1.
His name was... It was you.
Damn. Come on, Dave.
Damn. It's my favourite part of the record.
The end.
Dear Mister, hurry up and release another Eminem track. I'm sick of playing this 8-minute long song. You come over here with your garden shears and your silly mask. Get back to where you come from. I can't wait for you to write another album, man. I'm sick of playing the same stuff all the time. Can't wait for his cover version of Tragedy, which will be out in March, I believe. Radio 1. Anyway, we don't play enough rap on this radio station, do we, Will?
Nope.
So, Dr. Dre, Snoop Doggy Dogg, upcoming... God, I can't
do that
speak.
Again.
All right, the whole thing again.
Right, okay.
Come to think about it, his name was you.
Eminem and coming up, Dr. Dre, Snoop Doggy Dogg. Here's Carolyn and Juliet with news and sports, 5 o'clock.
An inquiry is underway into another fatal hospital blunder.
In sport, United look to continue England's European run.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
A doctor has been suspended from a hospital in East London after a 3-year-old girl died when she was given the wrong treatment. It's thought Nadia Hussein was fed nitrous oxide, better known as laughing gas, after having a fit. She should have been given oxygen. Mike Stone is from the Patients Association.
There needs to be a full-ranging inquiry in terms of this particular case. What we have to look at in general, though, is, you know, bringing in systems that actually stop things like this happening. For example, colour-coded gases with different nozzles that can only be used with certain cylinders.
The families of CJD victims are to be awarded £25,000 compensation each. The interim cash will be paid straight away. Francis Hall is from the Human BSE Foundation.
It would be a great help to quite a number of families. A lot of breadwinners have died, leaving dependent children. They've had to soldier on for the last 5 years without any help.
4,000 redundant chorus workers are being offered the chance
chance of a new job in electronics. The engineering union, the AEEU, says it'll retrain them to work for a telecoms firm, EXI. A man has confessed to scrambling email systems worldwide yesterday by creating the Anna Kournikova virus. Police in Holland are questioning him after the message infected computers in 29 countries. Soccer legend George Best is out of hospital in Belfast. He's been there for 10 days getting treatment for pneumonia. An electricity firm in Scotland has admitted trying to get blood out of a stone. Scottish Hydro says it accidentally sent a bill to a medieval 23-foot stone in the Highlands.
Manchester United would look to add to the success of English sides in the Champions League. They take on Valencia in Spain in front of a sellout crowd tonight in the first against second Group A match. The two most powerful figures in football have sealed a broad agreement with the EU for changes to the transfer system. It'll mean the end of transfer fees between British and Euro clubs. And Airdrie is the latest club to find themselves locked out after liquidators cast doubt on Steve Archibald's ability to buy the Scottish First Division club. I'm Juliet Farrington.
Weather: drizzle in Scotland and Northern Ireland tonight, fine and clear in England and Wales. Tomorrow, rain on the hills, but dry and sunny everywhere else. Next from us in 45 minutes' time, scientists say cloned babies are only 2 years away. Plus, can E help people with Parkinson's? And all the latest sports news. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
You are the lady.
Who, me or her? Her or me?
Both. Both.
Okay, carry on.
You are... No, Carolyn is the lady. And Julia is like the lady's friend.
All right.
Julia, because you do the sport for the BBC...
Yeah.
What football match did you watch last night?
I didn't watch any because I was in the club drinking.
What club?
The BBC club on the fourth floor in Television Centre. But I would have watched Leeds.
It's the right answer, thank you very much. It was a fantastic game last night. I think even Dave would have to admit that Leeds played well.
I watched the highlights, yeah, they look good.
Yeah,
I'm a little lucky, but they look good.
I managed to watch the game and drink at the same time.
Yeah. Aren't you a clever boy?
Yeah. Damn right.
He's bifocal.
No, no, I've got a girlfriend. Radio 1 97 to 99 FM. Which doesn't make it... sensible gag, does it? That doesn't make any sense, does it?
That's why we should bail out now and just the record speak for itself.
Well, there's no point in even finishing the sentence. Let's just stop mid. Da, 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 da. It's the one and only Deagle Double G. You don't know this is that good stuff. This finally has to be settled.
What?
The Darren Day issue. Interview with him in Heat magazine, right? Mm. And, you know, I'm sure that he's a nice guy. I'm sure... Do you know what I mean? Anna Friel went out with him for, like, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
So, he must have something. And judging by that shot he did for that woman's magazine, it ain't down there in his pants. You know what I'm saying? But he just, in every interview he does, he just comes across as a... Can I say the word?
No, you can't. No.
Tosspot.
Prefer you didn't use that word.
Pillock.
Yeah.
Right, pillock. Oh, man. So in this interview, right, let me just read you a little bit from it. Do you have a certain record you put on when you get them, you know, ladies back to your flat that you know will put them in the mood? Darren's answer.
Well, I've never put my own records on for a start.
Shut up! You loser! Then he goes, that will be the tackiest thing. Then he says, Richard Marx works for me. Most of my girlfriends have gotten into Richard.
What? Richard Marx who did the Hazard song?
Yeah. Richard Marx who sang... So after saying that would be the tackiest thing if he played his own records, he then admits to getting all his girlfriends into the music of Richard Marx.
And he works for Darren Day.
What?
You said Richard Marx works for me.
No. No, Dave. No.
Works at home in this getting...
No. Do you put on a record when the ladies come back to your flat to get them in the mood for Kissy Cuddly and Umpy Pumpy? And he goes, Richard Marx works for me. I'm not saying he's a bloody employee of Darren Day.
Okay.
I understand now.
I take it back. Darren Day is the second most loser boy in the world. After you. Oh, man. I just don't, you know. I mean, what does he do? What is he famous for?
You bet.
It's not even on
and
anymore.
Also for being like a second-rate Cliff Richard.
Allegedly, perhaps.
He used to be an impressionist.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a snooker player?
Apparently he was a brilliant snooker player. Just go back to that, man. No. Because I don't watch snooker. Then I won't have to see your face. All the time. With your big, cheesy Matthew Wright-style grin. And I'm sorry to put Matthew Wright in the same category as Darren Day, because that's very unfair on Matthew Wright.
Matthew Wright's not that bad.
Just watching his TV show again today. It's not a bad little show, that. Channel 5. Right, if you're bored to the back teeth of Trisha. On This Morning with Richard and Judy today, they married a gay couple.
Right.
Two guys.
Yeah.
And apparently Richard was almost in tears. Richard Madeley, he's a touching guy, you know what I'm saying? They went, you know, what they do is, right, because they go, oh, we're going to do something really nice now. And here's two gay guys, I'm going to marry them. Isn't that lovely? And you know, you can see behind the eyes, right, of Richard and Judy, the word ratings, press, promotion, PR. That's what it is. And there they are, pretending they actually care. Oh, it's so lovely, isn't it? It's really... Oh, is it lovely? Look at that. They deliberately then get the mother, I think, of one of them on, looking like a right hound, so they can give her a makeover. You know, but that must be the worst thing in the world. Can you give you a makeover on national telly? Oh, that's lovely, thanks. So can you make sure you look like a right dog when you get to the studios? That'll be really... Wear the dowdiest clothes you can. Thank you. How many times have you seen them on these TV shows when they do makeovers and they just look as ugly as when they arrive, but they're in nicer clothes?
With more lippy on.
Exactly. You know, as that old phrase says, you can't turn a rough dog into a good-looking woman.
You can't polish her,
poo.
That's what I was looking for.
This record is superb. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's Wheatus. Her name is Noel. Rockin'. From the film Loser, which apparently stars Darren Day. I'm only joking. Right, here comes Lizzie then. We asked Lizzie to go and check our mail. By the way, if you ever write to the show, don't ever expect us to reply back because we never read any of our mail. But we're honest about it.
Mm.
Yeah? We can't be bothered, basically.
We haven't opened this mailbox since October.
There are not enough hour in the day that we have to do it. So Lizzie has gone to the mail box upstairs, cleared out the mail in the hope that we have some Valentine's cards. That's right, we have nothing better to talk about. Well, what the hell is that?
Well, we said find some romantic music for us.
That is not romantic music.
Well, that's Romeo and Juliet.
Darren Day comes back, right? Puts on this on the stereo. So then, love, are you up for it or what? I mean, seriously. Hey, check this out. How can you turn this down? Come on, baby, you know you want it. What? I can't hear you.
That's Romeo and Juliet, apparently.
That's Romeo and Juliet go to, some orchestral concert.
Well, that's rubbish.
I was after some, romantic music.
Well, it says, look, track 14... Romeo and Juliet, it says. That should be all, you know.
What's track 15?
Rossini, The Thieving Magpie. This is the wrong CD. Well, that's why, because Classic Experience 2, and this is the Classic Experience 1 CD. No wonder it's...
No, that's 2.
No wonder.
No wonder it's...
What about this?
That's The Planets. Jupiter.
By Holst.
How did you know that?
I'm reading off here. Go with Vivaldi.
What track?
Go with track 2.
That's
nice.
So, it's time to find out if we have some Valentine's cards. This is not sexy at all, Will. This is one kind of, doom and gloom. Like, we're about to be beheaded.
Okay. Maybe it's the water music, then. Oh, lovely.
Let's put the royal family to come in. All I can think of is the Queen Mother and corgis.
I am royal.
Yeah, royal pain in the ass you are, maybe. That's not very romantic, is it?
Right,
really?
What about the theme from Horse of the Year show?
Perfect.
Knowing our female listeners, probably. Right, okay, so what's the deal then, Lizzie, with the mail?
Okay, right. You two thought you were going to have a sack full of mail.
Yeah, a big sack full.
The sack full of mail, right. Which isn't Valentine's, and I brought you a handful of mail which potentially might be Valentine's cards, but I can't guarantee it.
How do you know there's no Valentine's in the sack?
Because I've looked through the sack, and this is all your box, bar a few CDs.
Right.
That's arse, Lizzie. Look, there's like six cards for all of us.
But I think about two out of those six are actually Valentine's cards.
And the rest might be Christmas cards?
I think that's promotion. That's a promotional thing.
That's a Christmas card, I think.
Glad we haven't opened our mail for a long time.
I've taken your Christmas mail.
You opened that one, Chris. See if that's a Valentine's.
All right, OK, well, let's see this then. All right,
what about my pigeonhole?
No one loves you, Will, because you're an ugly troglodyte.
Oh. Thanks very much.
It's a birthday card.
Hey.
Blimey.
That's early.
There's a picture of a girl on the front. Just like knickers and bra, and it says, for your birthday, how would you like to see this beautiful babe with her top off? Not that I can predict what the gag will be. And there it is, she has no hair.
Life in the funny lane.
There you go, from Lee from Cleethorpes. Happy birthday. Not exactly, then, a Valentine's card. Dave?
I have a card here from Robbie Gilmore, who lives in Germany, apparently. And this, too, is not a Valentine's card, or let's hope it isn't, from Robbie Gilmore in Germany.
What?
Dear Dave, I love you. I see you on
German
YouTube.
German name, though, is it, Robbie? He's probably in the forces. Hang on.
Okay, right.
I think he might be in prison.
No, I think he wants money. And a mention. No, I can't understand that, right? That doesn't count either, Liz.
Okay.
Comedy Dave, right, that's me. That looks like a card.
Ooh.
Dave is concerned about his masculinity when he gets a terrific urge to phone when he said he would.
What? Oh, this is from that company he said in his card.
This is Moonpig, right, who make, they make these personal cards for you.
Yeah, they're slightly amusing.
Mm.
Here's a picture of Woody Fred Cook.
Hey!
And it's a little note from Zoe. And it's not a Valentine's card, or indeed a birthday greeting. But she does say that she listens to the show most days. So there you go, that's good, isn't it?
Hello, Zoe, hello, Norman, and hello, Woody Fred.
Okay.
I like this reading stuff on air.
She goes, yeah. Miss you guys. All the best, Zoe, Norm and Woody. And she listens to the show most days. How true do you think that is?
Do you have a number?
Yes.
Off the top of your head?
No, she's put it on the card.
That's not very nice. That was stupid of her, wasn't it?
No, well, she answered the phone and go, hello, Chris.
Hello, I'm listening.
Hello, I'm listening.
Hello.
Oh dear, there you go, that's it then. Oh, I tell you what, we really are the number one radio show in the UK, aren't we?
So good they gave us extra time.
And from next Monday, there's an extra hour of this crap for your delectation and entertainment. Starting Monday, apart from tomorrow, on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hello, this is Coxie, and from this Monday, the breakfast show gets bigger. We're going till 10. 7 till 10, 30 minutes longer and a line for me. Nice one. This will be breakfast.
From this Monday, things are about to change.
Hi, I'm David Gray. I'll be listening to the longer, bigger, greater, faster, louder Radio 1 breakfast show with Sarah Cox.
Hi, we're Mystique and we'll be listening to the bigger Radio 1 breakfast show next week with Coxie.
Yes, Sarah Cox, the breakfast show on Radio 1.
Breakfast, 7 till 10. From this Monday, things are about to change on Radio 1.
All right. There's got to be at least one Valentine's card in here. Oh, this is looking promising. It's definitely a card. No, this is a BT bill that we haven't paid.
It's a red one.
Yeah. But just say love on the bottom. So
that's not a bad sign. So there you go, Dave. Nobody in the UK loves us.
Not yet.
They will do. Sure that you did.
I'm pretty sure that I didn't.
I know you did, mate.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Let's play some romantic music for Valentine's Day. See, I managed to choose a track by just picking a random number. I'll do it again. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And now, let's have some romantic music for Valentine's Day. all right, 1 out of 2 ain't bad. So you're trying to tell us, Lizzie, that we got not one Valentine's Day card?
Yeah.
We are three of possibly the most, you know, eligible young men in the country.
We're about... Oh, no, hang on, here we go. Thinking about you. To Chris and Dave, happy Valentine's Day. Lots of love always. Steph from Solihull. There you go.
Thanks, Steph.
She doesn't leave much, you know... You had to work out who it came from when they signed them.
It's not very cryptic, is it?
No. Well, that's the whole point about them.
Yeah, it should just be like a exclamation mark or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or guess who.
Yeah, to make it difficult to work out. Mm. I believe we're on for an extra hour from next week. And this is the bills that were turned out today. Let's see if we've got any Valentine's cards. No. but tomorrow we can prove just how good we are because we're on from 3 tomorrow. Joe Wiley's on till 3 and then we're on from 3. And we're going to do anything special in the extra hour tomorrow?
Yes.
Are we?
Yeah. But it's a secret.
Really?
Yeah.
Much like Dave's Valentine arrangements.
Get me in the trouble again.
Don't we?
No.
Is that not tomorrow?
No.
So we can cancel?
All gone wrong.
Really?
Yeah, fell
why?
Through.
Fell through.
Why?
Because one of the two can't make it.
Which one?
The popular Radio 1 one.
Barry Chuckle.
So they said no?
No, I said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to go.
You can go.
No, I want him to come in.
Well, let's see him after the show, maybe.
Huh?
You can see him, but just not during the show.
So our guests that we're meant to have on tomorrow, we're not having none now.
That's right.
Right. Have we got something very special for our audience on Monday for the relaunch of the Chris Moyle Show?
Absolutely.
Is that cast iron guarantee?
Very much in the...
Chocolate teapot guarantee.
Iron area. More of a lead guarantee.
So it's 90%... It's a 90% guarantee.
Well, we're waiting confirmations, but, you know...
Do we have a guest for Monday?
Not as such, no.
Yes or no, do we have a confirmed guest for Monday?
No, not as such, no.
For my birthday show, which, by the way, is Thursday.
We haven't even started on that. We can't
Now, this is where we get into,
into the same answer.
Well, a lot of people are unavailable for your birthday.
Do you know, it was really weird, because as soon as we said when it was and whose birthday it was, people just dropped out.
Evaporated, I'd say.
So do we have anything for the relaunch on Monday?
We do. We have that whole extra hour.
No, yes or no, as in guests. Do we have any guests for Monday?
Some...
No, it's not! Approached. Yes or no is not some.
No, I'm just saying, as in, but by Monday, we very possibly will have a guest.
It's Wednesday night, for Christ's sake!
Yes, showbiz. A lot can happen today.
Are we getting a guest for Monday's show?
I'm certainly...
No, I want yes or no answers. Do we have a guaranteed guest for Monday's show?
At this late stage.
At this my ass. Yes or no, Will?
As of the moment.
Right, okay, well, no. Forget that then. For my birthday show, which is Thursday the 22nd of February. Is that right? Is that Thursday? I know it's the 22nd of February.
Yeah, Thursday, I think. Week tomorrow.
Okay, so week tomorrow for my birthday.
Yes.
Yes or no, and I only want yes or no. Yes or no, do we have any top guests?
No.
Fantastic.
Dear
Jesus, please let 911 reform so we can have a guest for next Monday's show. I believe Peter Andre is coming back, isn't he? He'll do. G'day, Chris. Ripper, Struth, you real spank. Why is somebody act a fool? How could anyone put up with you?